Blog Talk Radio.
This is another Deacon Frost production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New.
Thank you.
take. All you hear in disguise, the reason my mistake. I can't deny what I'm feeling. It's off the fake weight, but I want you, baby, driving me crazy.
Girl, yeah. Money, your money, some love. Last June, last June. The closer I'm getting, my senses become
I can't tell.
Hey, hey, how you doing? Can you hear me, Smelly? Oh, hi.
Good morning.
You still sleeping?
Thank you for setting up the show.
Oh, you are more than welcome. It is my pleasure. Are you going to welcome everybody?
Uh-huh.
I said, so are you going to welcome everybody?
Oh. Well, shit. Welcome, What's today's topic? What you got?
Oh, the topic is just sexy sabota because I couldn't think of anything else last minute. And the description was, come and join DJ Smell So Good and his sexy international co-host, Miss Tasha, for some fun, entertainment, and open conversation. She has been out celebrating her birthday, even though it is on Tuesday. She might even sing or spit something, laugh out loud. Let's hope so. Get a few more drinks into me. You what?
I said you setting yourself up, but don't blame it on me. But you got it.
It's all good.
You sound good, baby.
Huh?
I said you sound good. I'll record you.
Thank you, baby. That's so sweet.
Take you in the booth. When you come in, take you in the booth.
Really? Wow, thank you. That's a huge compliment. Wow. So are you like at the computer? Or am I controlling everything today?
Mm-hmm.
I'm controlling everything today? I don't know your music. You're just going to have to tell me what you want to hear.
I don't know, man.
But anyway, I just want to give a big shout out to Lena J. Hi, hun. Thank you for joining us today. She's the only one in the chat room so far.
What
and of course, me signed in with you. What?
What's a boyfriend name? I think I keep forgetting his damn name.
You might have to just speak up a little because I cannot hear you.
No, I said, what is her boyfriend's name?
What's her boyfriend's name?
Yeah. She do, when she
Lena
do
J,
her
what's
show,
your boyfriend's name?
When she do her show, she do her show with her boyfriend sometimes. When I came onto her show the first time, it was her and her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure of her boyfriend's name. I will ask her.
Hey, chat, did you check your, did you go back into your account and look at the music?
Did I go back into my account? No. Did you upload more? Hello?
Yeah.
You need to wake up. Go get yourself a coffee. Let me play a song while you go get yourself a coffee.
Damn. Coffee? Damn.
Huh?
Damn, drink coffee. Damn.
Smoke
coffee.
A blunt then. Wake yourself up. What do you want to hear?
Oh.
You know what? I know what I want to hear. It's all right.
There you go. Take control, baby. Yeah.
I know what. I'm going to just. Yep, that's it. I'm taking over. All right.
Goofy
Bone and Bruce. Huh?
Do it.
Yeah, I fucking love this song. This is the shit. All right. putting it on.
All right, baby. Thank you.
You're
we ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with that blunt rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cap them checks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. They know we're here and we ain't going nowhere now. Straight up records in your town. Performing at a show, they do not want us to stop. Cause we're pushing hard, never stop, giving our all. We gon' keep this shit cracking till the wheels fall off. Cause we want it and we coming and we ain't gon' stop. If you get up in the way, then you will get popped. Put it down for the town that you claiming, homie. Stand on stage, be my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the state, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling till our money's to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cap them checks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Always a gangsta, gangsta. Always on the grind, 24/7. And you know I gotta get mine. Smoking on a blunt and counting my bills. Tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never want to see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight low records in the house and you know we breaking neck. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all chucking and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cap them checks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. We ride for the city where the sharks reside. And I'ma keep on smoking if I got supply. SLR, bitch, know the name. It's Trey Low Records, I'ma say it again. Goofy Bone be the CEO, Bruce be the vice president. We handle biz, we handle biz. Like Master P, man, we bout it, bout it. Fuck with our crew and we will get rowdy. Knock you on the ground, beat your fucking ass next time you dig twice. About fucking with us if you come to the block. You better have a pass. You think you get a free gig, gone quick, fast. I could give a motherfucker. I'ma keep this shit moving, keep this shit hot. San Jose, no trip, I got this shit on lock. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up. Gotta keep it gangsta, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cap them checks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's Goofy Bone. I love that song.
Hell yeah. He got his ass. I ain't chirping. I want to hear
So I've got someone here with me tonight because I've been out celebrating my birthday all afternoon and evening. And I'm here with my friend Lena J.
Oh, you got Lena G. I forgot. You got Lena J in the
I have room. Lena G. No, I've got Lena J in the building and Lena G with me.
On the phone.
So I'll put her on for a minute so you can say hello.
That's what's up.
What's up, Smelly?
Hey, zdravo.
Zdravo, kako si ti? Dobro si?
Yeah.
You say da.
There you go. Da is universal. Anytime somebody talks
da.
To me in a language
exactly.
that you don't understand, just
did you sleep well?
I say yes. Yeah.
You got up okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be joining online in a few, but
that's good. We're waiting for you to wake up and make our day.
Yeah, my sexy co-host holds me down, you know.
And you've got one beautiful sexy co-host here
yeah.
as well, celebrating her birthday.
Yeah, my sexy
had a good
co-host.
Day so far.
Natasha
I'm trying to get her drunk, Smelly, so she can do a few tunes for us on the radio.
She gonna I almost said a curse word. She gonna spit, damn it, before the show was over with. She
yeah, I
spit.
Reckon too.
Yeah, have you heard the thing? I heard a thing in rap. Have you heard a rap?
I haven't heard a rap, actually. She was going to do that for me earlier on, but we had to set up the show because someone was too busy sleeping. I have been your co-host, helping out here, doing the whole setting up, you know what I'm saying?
No, see, what I'm doing is I'm training you for your
You're
own
training me.
Show.
Yeah, I'm your coffee deliverer and your alcohol deliverer. I've got a bottle of wine here. With Tasha, of filling her up on some alcohol so we can get her to start, you know,
What type of wine you drink? What type of wine?
Brown Brother. Well, at the moment, I'm feeding her Brown Brothers Zabibbo, it's called.
Brown Brothers what?
The brand is Brown Brothers, and the title of the wine is called Zabibbo. It's beautiful.
What is that? Is that like a sweet wine, dry wine?
Yeah, it's got a bit of a sweetness to it, and she's loving it.
Mm.
So I'm trying to get her. I'm trying to get her drunk so I can take advantage of her. No, I'm kidding.
I got the fly over there. I don't know.
If only you were a fly in the wall right now, huh?
ain't no fun as Smelly can have none.
What's that?
It ain't no fun. Smelly can't have none.
Exactly. No, we can't do that to you, Smelly. I've heard too many good things about you, my friend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard too many good things about me.
I've heard some great things about you. Tasha's been
like
popping
what?
Up on you saying how great you are and that she's loving doing this hosting show thing and that you're going to catch up and, you know, show her around a little bit in the States and look after her.
Oh, yeah. We come down and hang out. They're going to put ass in the booth. They're going to bullshit.
What was that?
Come down and put ass in the booth and record when she comes down here.
Yeah, you should. You should. And I'll come and be her backup singer because I've done a bit of singing in my time as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, sing something for me then. You need to hit some wine here.
Yeah, I need to get some more wine inside me as well. Then I'll be moving and grooving and shaking with you.
All right, that's what's up. I hear you
what's
now.
That?
This conversation is being recorded. So I will run this motherfucker back
that's
and let
right.
you know that
let's,
you
let's
did
Let's hope
he gets
a little
that.
Bit more X-rated. <I'm kidding>. Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, man. Y'all up at 12 o'clock at night, you know what I'm saying, getting your sip on.
You what, sorry?
And, I say y'all up 12 o'clock at night, getting y'all sip on.
Uh-huh.
Getting y'all wine.
Absolutely. We couldn't miss the show, so we had to sign in. So I said to Tasha, just go pop by my place and we'll
listening to the show and stuff, and then she was like, he's not even on, and I'm like, oh no. And she's like, oh, better call him. So I've been like co-hosting with her, trying to get this whole shit up, and I'm like, what do you mean, how do you do that, what do you do this? She's like, click on that, do this, do that, call this number, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, so y'all at your place?
Yes, we're at my place.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You know, it's 0055 Fantasy Call. If you're interested in hot graphic, beep, dial one. Nettie's on. Hey, Nat, what's up? There's Nat.
Hotels.com always comes
around. She's lovely, Nettie. She's one of your supporters, Melly. I've met her.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
Love you, Nettie.
Yeah.
What's up, Nat?
We're trying to get
Smelly up, so we're trying to get trying to get you up. You know what I mean, Smelly.
I'm trying to figure it out.
We're trying to get your eyes open, you know, get you up, and so you got to put a show for it.
Right, I understand. Sure.
Have you got yourself a coffee yet?
Yeah, I got me a cup of Natasha G.
I
got a cup of Natasha G.
You've got a cup of Natasha G. Should we bottle that and sell it, Millie? Let's make a fortune.
Let me put y'all to my mouth alone.
Melly, have you got your ass in your computer or not?
My ass is not on my computer because it's a laptop.
Well, do you
want to
hurry up and get your ass over there? Get your ass on your computer. I've been looking forward to listening into your show, and Nettie's even saying, tell him to wake his ass up. We're all waiting on him.
What? The show is on. We are live.
We're waiting for you to bring in your thunder.
Boom.
I like your vibe, Smelly. You've got a good vibe.
Yeah, man. I'm a
You're
real
a good
person.
Bloke, as we say here down under Australia.
Yeah, you lovely Sheila. You're lovely Sheila.
Dobro dete si. You know what that is?
Dobro
dete.
Oh, yeah, dobro vete, good evening.
Dete, no, dobro dete, D-E-T-E.
Oh, dete.
Dobro dete, you're a good boy.
Oh, well, no, you got to switch that. You got to be a good man for a good boy.
We've got another caller coming through, Smelly. Got to take another call.
Dog, and you got to come up with a man, baby. I'm a man, baby. I'm a man.
You're a man.
Yeah, there you go. So dobro something. Dobro mano.
412, you're on the air.
Hi, DJ. Hi,
what's going down?
Who's that?
What is your boyfriend's name?
His name is ACL. I'm sorry, hi, Tasha.
There you go. There you
go. It's Lena J.
What?
Yeah. What's up, Lena J? Lena J is in the house.
I'm the Lena J show.
Lena J. Lena J.
Yeah.
Silly.
What's up?
Shout out to ATL. I like y'all show, man. Y'all got a good show. They do a couple show sometimes. I ain't never called by itself, but they do the couple show. That's a cute show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'm doing one like in a few hours by myself because ATL, he's out work. So yeah, we do a lot of shows. We have the morning show, after dark. Plus, he has his sports talk show. So
get on there, try to be manly and shit. I understand.
What?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't do sports. Mommy's like, what? You don't do sports? No, I don't do sports. No
you as a man, you don't like sports?
What the hell has got to do with it?
I mean, I thought every man liked sports.
I thought every woman hated sports, so.
No.
Well, there you go. That's a two-way street.
Hey, there you go.
Truth says two sides to every story, so hey, there you go.
Well, I mean, I was just calling in to say hi to you and Tasha and Lena G. She took my name. I was just saying
Lena
hi
J.
to everyone. And you sound so tired.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
You sound really, really tired.
Yeah, I'm really, really laying down right now, so. Man.
And you really, really, really need to get up right now.
Hey, that's what these women's jobs are, all right? They haven't gotten me up out of bed. Something's wrong. They need to pump up. Where that Aries pump you? Play that commercial. That's what y'all need to do. Play the commercial.
Which commercial?
I don't know. Lena, when last time you bought a car?
Okay, hold on a minute. Hold on, because my switchboard just died.
Oh, shit. Let me get the hell up, man. That was going to make me get the hell up right there. We're going to the switchboard.
Please excuse us. We are having technical difficulties.
All right. Well, my God, you can't leave nobody to a damn show. Look at this shit here. Where my laptop at? It got me all up, but I don't forgot my laptop. Look at this shit. All right.
Oh, no, Sally.
It ain't no might have. You know what you was doing, woman.
You are going to have to get your ass up and control the switch because mine's just dying.
You know what you was doing. You setting me up for failure. It's all good, still, lady.
You know what? I'm going to. You know that? See it on.
Kick my ass. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm going to kick your ass. That's correct.
Yeah, because I'm going to be laughing so hard every time you say that.
No, I'm just going to wake up. Yeah, okay. So, hi, Lena J. How are you? This is Natasha.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, honey. Thank you for calling through.
That's good. You have an accent. Where are you calling from?
Australia. Aussie, baby. Aussie.
I'm sorry?
Australia?
I mean, it's a cute little accent. I love that accent.
Thank you so much.
You're
I love
welcome.
Yours. G'day from Australia. That's my friend Lena G. Yeah, we got two Aussies in the house tonight.
Aussies in the house.
Yeah, Smelly, wake up. My switchboard's just died. My computer's just crashed. God knows what the hell's happened. So until then, we all have to just talk until Smelly gets out of bed. And no, it's not just an excuse. Do it. Oh, my goodness. Why? I do not know.
What the hell's
happened? I have absolutely no idea. I tell you what, it's Australian internet. Australian internet just crashes, always. Let me see if this works. Technical difficulties.
Where's Melly now?
All right.
I have no idea. Let me put the whole music on.
Man, I had a block. What the hell happened, man?
We appreciate your patience. We will be with you shortly.
Man, what's y'all doing, man?
I think I'm struggling. You are.
Real.
Who's that?
Oh, okay. We're back. All right. We're up and running.
Back.
Now.
Wow, how y'all running now? I'm freaking down here, man. What kind of shit is that?
That was just an excuse to get you out of bed. No, I'm playing. Let me see.
Freaking take the show over. Freaking trying to let the Aussies have it, but no. The Aussie Macedonians don't want it. The Aussie-donians don't want it.
Aussie-donians, that's correct.
Yeah.
All right. Let
new
me see.
Shit I came up with, y'all. That's new shit.
I'm going to play a couple things. Hold on.
Everything that they do, you know, and This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
Love that. I love it. Love it. Love it. I'm going to play Bieber Bar.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a zebra bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
Okay, that was Zebra Bar.
All right, I'm signing in, damn it, signing in.
So can I play a song now while you're setting up?
Can you who?
Can I play a song while you're setting up? You know what, I'm just taking over. All right, I'm playing
That's
a song.
What I'm talking about. There you go, girl, play with right. me, baby, play with me. Oh, I mean the song.
You're crazy. This is Ashwood. This is Make a Toast.
Ash.
Ish. Nothing like it. To make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered. I done put it down all across Florida.
Yep.
Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia.
Go.
A few shows, did me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood, leave comments,
yep.
Need the feedback, no sleep, you know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in DC. Progression, about to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. / engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Bob Whitman,
this my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under
pressure.
I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician. See the competition,
yep.
Kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast
to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year.
Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.
Yeah, we're back.
Now we keep talking. There we go. Wow, how did that happen? I guess Mel must be up. It must be, because you should have not unmuting anybody and bringing the show back. What kind of is this? What's going on? Didn't I train you better than this? No silence on the show.
Yeah.
Y'all must be over there drinking, man. Y'all over there drinking or something?
Yeah. Freaking guys. This is your drinking. Show.
Are you?
You
hey. No, this is our
saying.
Show, lady, okay? This is our show, okay? If this show sucks, it's because we made it suck, okay? This is a team effort here, okay? This is
not
a Florida-Australian 12-hour Connect show. We're the only ones on Blog Talk Radio to do anything like this. So you better be glad because we're part of history, baby. We're history in the making. Ask anybody else. They don't have no international co-host.
Closing was my bad.
And then
okay.
Vice versa. On your show, nobody in Australia don't have no Florida co-host. Come on
thank
now.
You, baby.
We ahead of our time, woman. We ahead of our time.
I held up my own there. Thanks for a while. I was yakking to you.
I appreciate Miss Lena G.
Eddie, you're supposed to be on our side.
Trying to, well. That's real, yeah. Yeah, Tasha,
real.
Switch it to the pink. There you go. Are you trying to mimic me, Lena?
Me? Who, me? No.
Did I just hear your voice, Killer? And I can't make
no?
my shit go no higher, so I'm sorry. I'm about to do an IBYs up in this mother. That's probably all I can do. Get a little bit lower. Sounds like I'm a dog IB. Shout out to Teen Life Unlimited, man. You know what I'm saying? The Urban Soul. I was on Urban Soul show last night, and he gave a big shout out to the Teen Life Unlimited .name.com, which is IBYs' new program that he's doing for the teens. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm already signed up. Y'all want to sign up? This is the link. It's teenlifeunlimited.ning, which is ing.com. It's another Ning network, but this is actually one that's worth it, not like that IC color bullshit. And, you know, so y'all check that out, man. Be a part of a positive movement. Support the teens, you know what I'm saying? Smell love.
We'll definitely do that. We'll definitely do that.
Yeah, shout out Nettie Nett. She already signed up. She's part of the movement. You know what I'm saying?
Nettie Nett, I see your picture of you and your babies. That's Nettie Nett's babies. I'm
baby. P-Y-T, pretty young thing, singing na na na. Hey, Nettie, you're a bit of a good looker.
Check out the kids. Damn, they black as hell. Oh, my bad, I forgot. Nigga, you the opposite of IB. Nah, hell nah, you and IB, y'all look like y'all had kids together or something. His kids, watch when his kids pop up. You think I'm lying and shit, but just watch when his kids pop up, you know what I'm saying? Now that's,
wow.
That right
wow.
there, the little dude with the white lady, that's his kid. All right, that's the light-skinned dude. The little light-skinned boy standing on the side, on the left-hand side. And then he's also right there. Well, you can't even see him in one picture. He but he's a light skinned dude. They were on what y'all seeing is a project that they was working on out of Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where they IB stayed at, and they was in a rich neighborhood, and they did you know, they went through asking the neighbors, you know what I'm saying, asking the people, can they repaint their you know, the address on the sidewalk, which is that's how they're supposed to have it, you know what I'm saying, visible. And a lot of people should be faded and all that, but they just don't care, you know what I'm saying? So the kids came up with a neighborhood beautification program on their own and, you know, and asked IB. So he set up the program, got it, you know what I'm saying, got it moved, had a crack-a-lacking, and, you know, there you go. He in the yellow shirt picture. I don't know what picture that is. Picture 22, he in a yellow shirt. That's one of them. I've got his name. So, you know, they went through the neighborhoods, knocking door to door, And, you know, I'll be a tell you, you know what I'm saying? The kids, they got a life experience, though. That was good for them, you know what I'm saying? Because at a young age, it teaches them to learn, you know, you're going to get rejection in life, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the doors that they went to, the people slammed the doors. They even had one door that they went to, and the dude was like, what are you little niggas around here trying to do, steal something? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just the eye opener on the world, though, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't let a child live no shelter TV life, you know what I'm saying? And they acting like everything on TV is all hunky-dory and ain't no racism in the world. No, there is racism every fucking corner of the world that you go into, you know? Yeah, so that's cool that they got, they you know what I'm saying? At the same time, it was cool that they young enough, and it was good that IB was there so they can go through that experience and he can come back, you know what I'm saying, and stand up for them. And they still got the job done, you know what I'm saying? They did. IB brought the kids back through. He said he brought them back through on another day. And they end up doing a couple of houses, you know what I'm saying? And he said they did one house to where the lady, after they did it, and she gave, you know what I'm saying? He said after they finished doing the sidewalk, and that's the white lady, at the first picture in the red. She opened the house up for the boys. She got a big ass swimming pool or something in the back, and she said that he said that, you know, she brought the kids into the house, let them you know, show them around the house, and at the same time that gives them something to look up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, something to achieve. Like, damn, this is a nice house. You know, you can have something like this one day. And she let them get into the pool and stuff. She had a pool in the back. They got a chance to go swimming and stuff and enjoy the pool. She barbecued for them. She had a whole party for them off of that day, you know what I'm saying? And then turned around when they was about to leave and gave them a $500 donation, you know what I'm saying,
wow.
for their group. Yeah, so,
That's beautiful.
Yeah, man, that was a very inspirational story for me. And it's a very true story, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because even as adults, we go through life getting rejections, and we let rejections stop us sometimes from pursuing our path on certain things, you know. But I mean,
it's a billion
fucking people in this world. Until a billion people reject you, you need to keep it fucking moving. That's the whole bottom line. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about somebody telling you no. Somebody always gonna be a hater, and ain't gonna want you to succeed over them. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to go around them. Don't go over them. Just go around them. Bottom line on that. So shout out to IB Wise, Team Life Unlimited, you know what I'm saying, doing it for the teens, taking donations, and anybody can help with any donations, anything. We're taking clothes, shoes, pants, shirts, hygiene products, and all that, you know what I'm saying? Everything benefits the teens from around the world, not just the teens in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're trying to make this a worldwide grassroots movement, and we can start right here on Blog Talk Radio. We got so many people spread out internationally that it really shouldn't be a problem. So, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely running it. Definitely working. Other than that, ladies, go ahead.
I want to give a big shout out to Wise Slave. Hi, beautiful man. How are you? Thank you for coming
by. He says about bad sex. I should stop by. Right. That ain't something you should. That ain't a sentence you should put right after that sentence. DJ, my show is going to be about bad sex. You should stop by.
You know what about it, huh?
Right. You ain't right. Nobody else. Nobody else. Just me, like. Man, I heard your sex was bad, dog. You need to come and talk about it.
Thanks
going down in the hood. I couldn't even help you, dear wise slaves, because I'm an international lover. I don't deal with women in my hood. And I would be straight up, and any woman in my neighborhood would be the first to tell you they ain't never slept with Smell. Smell don't sleep around in the neighborhood. Smell sleeps outside of his family, which I have to break that all down to you at a later date, but I don't sleep around in the neighborhood. So I have to get on an airplane to do my business. And that's how I do.
You need to get on an airplane. Where's your next stop?
Man, hotel smells so good. I got my, you know, my new resort opening up. It's a timeshare, but it's mine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I got an email about investing some shares into that place.
No, hell no, you don't. Hell no, you don't. Fucking timeshare. They find another way just to take your money. Timeshares is a limited liability corporation that just took these damn old-ass run-down apartments, put some money into them, and then lying to people talking about you can, look, you're never going to own anything. There is no such thing as ownership. Now, unless you go to Jamaica or somewhere, and yeah, you might own a house over there. But anytime you think you own something in America, you is not owning it. You own a house, you still have to pay a mortgage. You still have to pay taxes. If you don't pay either of the two, your shit gets taken. No matter if you pay $200,000 for the home or not. You don't pay those two things, it gets taken. The townhouse we just moved into, we just paid $80,000 for it. But if we don't sit up here and pay the association dues, you know, $350 a month for the association dues, then they take the goddamn condo back. Same thing with apartment. You don't pay your goddamn rent in an apartment, they take your fucking apartment. So there's no such thing as ownership. You know? What, you're saying you only date white and Asian women? No, man. What the hell? Nah. Nah, you thought you were going to have a bipolar girl on deck next week. I know some bipolar women. I ain't saying that. I date all women. I ain't biased. You know what I'm saying? That's what my name say. Tampa Bay's unbiased DJ. Most unbiased international DJ. The color is not a factor to me. I don't slept with pretty much most women, a pure German, a African, a Chinese woman, black woman. Hell, I don't sleep around, but I mean at the time, I had that opportunity. So, you know, I took upon that opportunity. But, anti-weave movement. Now, you got to be. Well, no, I was finna say that, but man, Trump had a condom. Damn, man. No, man, you know I get a family fun pack. They don't sell my size condoms in a family pack. Let me leave it at that. Magnums only come in a 3-pack. No lifestyles here, baby. No lifestyles here, baby. Pop lifestyles. I don't rock lifestyles. No lifestyles for me. But it's all good.
Wow, intimacy and love is finally awake. Hello. Thank you for joining us.
He done dated everything under the sun, too. Got a new Magnum Pro condoms. Man, I'm a pro at what I do. I don't need nobody to tell me I'm a pro. Shit. Just because it say pro on the pack, that ain't going to step up your yang game. You know what I'm saying? Keep your yang up on your own. You got to keep your yang up on your own. Hey, man, all this motherfucking super fast typing you doing wise, you need to just call in, homie. This is a blog talk radio show, so you can blog a little bit, but yeah. Well, what the hell kind of shit is that? If he was on the line, Tasha, you slipping in your pimping. Damn it, you slipping in your pimping. What the?
What are you going mean?
On? He on the line. Oh. Is he even looking at the switch? Look at this. Look at this. Boy, you fired. You're fired. You're fired. Donald Trump, you're fired.
Listen, how about you? You're on the computer. You have to fire. What? Don't you say fired? Really sorry, Wise. You are now Wise.
How
do
you say fire in Macedonian?
Wow, not in Macedonian.
What's wrong with
Macedonian? Yeah, I speak Macedonian. Yeah, we speak Macedonian here. Yeah, how do you say fire in Macedonian?
How would you say fire?
That's how you say it.
What?
Who?
You said it. Say it in Macedonian. That's how you say you're fired.
How do you say it?
How you say it?
Mato vre sro pravjet.
Man, you just spit on yourself, man. Trying to make it sound like something. What the hell was that? That ain't no
that
word,
was Macedonia.
Oh,
what's up, DJ? What's up, Tasha?
Oh, man.
I'm really well. Hold
bravo.
On a minute. Intimacy and love, I am not British. I am Australian. Thank
Australian.
You.
You're a Australian woman.
Nothing wrong with British people. It's just I'm Australian. Anyway, I am really, really good, Wise. Thank you very, very much for calling in. I've just been
I can listen to her talk all day.
All day for you. Yeah, you black man. You're a brother. You're a darky. You're freaking half-past cooked chicken. You're an international lover, though. That's what time it is, man. Like I say,
I do not discriminate.
You know,
I have rules.
The box.
Yeah, I have rules. I don't date women with weave. I don't date women that live with their parents if they're over 30. Now, I can understand if you're going to college. I'll give you that. I can understand if your parents are sickly or elderly. I can give you that. But if you just 35, talking about your mama, your roommate, I have issues with that. You know, you got to have rules. You know, I don't date women that's like, oh, I got trust issues. If a man meets a woman and that's the first thing she tells him is she got trust issues when it comes to dating, you better run. Because what's going to happen, you're going to date her, she's just going to compare you to all the other losers she dated. And you're going to have to continually try to prove yourself. That's too much damn work. Forget that.
Okay.
But it would. You got to have rules.
I agree with that, but hey, each their own.
Yeah. me personally, I mean, me and my mom just bought a 2-bedroom, 2.5 bath condo, and like I was just talking about ownership, and there's no such thing as ownership. My thing with that is if I move in with a woman, I'm going to be paying all her bills. So it's no difference between me staying here with my mother and me staying with a woman and me paying all her bills. Only French benefits is I get pussy every night, maybe.
Damn.
And that's a maybe, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't no difference, man. I mean, shit. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying, with or without that woman, you know, that's the whole point. If you move with a woman, then you need to step your game up and act like when you was with your mama. You know what I'm saying? You should be paying bills. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
And
then, I work
if
in
you're
a call
center. Bills, then that's a problem. Then that's where the problem kicks in. Like when IB be talking about he goes to some of these elderly people's house, and yeah, you got the 30-35-year-old nigga laying up in there, all fat and sloppy and shit, and then they bringing groceries and all this kind of shit in. He's steady laying on his fat ass. You know what I'm saying? Or his punk lazy ass. Don't matter if he's fat or not. You know what I'm saying? If you laying your lazy ass there, you're not doing nothing for your parent, you're wrong. But then that's going to be a reflection on him as being with a woman. So women, you shouldn't even want to be with a person like that. And at the same time, though, I wouldn't want to be with a woman like that. I mean, that's cool. If she stay in the house with my mama and, you know what I'm saying, she work and she take care of the bills and, you know what I'm saying, they doing this to save each other money and stuff, that's cool. That's cool, you know what I'm saying? But now if you
for
don't
a limited
have no job,
time, that's cool.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the limited time should be y'all getting y'all ass together and getting y'all acts together, and then fuck it, y'all move in together. If that's what it's supposed to be about.
You're right. But this is what
she gonna
move I've
in
noticed.
With you?
But this is what I noticed,
you?
DJ. You have a lot. See, I work in a call center. We got like 500 people work at that office. And, you know, call centers mostly women. We have, and this is just off the top of my head, about 30 women there that work. They man at home playing PlayStation and chilling and cheating. They taking care of these men. Grown men, nothing physically wrong with them. Just lazy. I wouldn't feel right as a man, you know, I'm at home, my woman over there working.
Well,
you know, I'm at home.
Like
you
that,
know.
Man, listen, brother, the chick I dated when I first came out in the military, you know what I'm saying, which is another reason why I don't date around here in Tampa. When I dated, when I dealt with her over 3 years, we were together. All the hell she wanted me to do, all she didn't want me to work. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm an entrepreneur. I've always been an entrepreneur. Ever since I came out of the military, I've been doing my own thing, trying to get my own business, keep it running. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't want that. You know what I'm saying? All she wanted me to do, she was a weed girl, though. So she sold weed. She had money. You know what I'm saying? All she wanted was a man to be around, you know what I'm saying, give her what she needs sexually, you know what I'm saying? And then that's pretty much it. She took me out. She bought my clothes. You know what I'm saying? She bought all the food. But I'm...
So you were a kept man.
Now,
that's what you
were. Me, yeah, but as being a real man, you know what I'm saying, I can't be kept. I don't believe in that kept shit. You know what I'm saying? I believe in spoiling a woman. We in a competition when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I believe. I'm going to go out and spend my money trying to spoil you just as much as you putting your effort in trying to spoil me. You know what I'm saying? But it's a two-way streak on that. I mean, I'm not no fucking baby doll, though. You can't play dress-up baby doll, you know what I'm saying, with a person that's not a fashionable person. I'm not that. I'm a jeans and T-shirt brother, you know what I'm saying? Don't rock hats and shit like that. Put some nice shoes on, and I'm good. I'll wear that to the club. That's me, unless I got to dress up and be all GQ and shit. But other than that, I take care of me. I'm a grown-ass man. You know, so when you were a grown person, sometimes women, you know what I'm saying, like she had three girls. The girls was getting older, you know what I'm saying? So now she looking for somebody to take care of. You know what I'm saying? She's losing that grasp on somebody to care for. You know what I'm saying? So she was lonely. So now she got a man, you know what I'm saying, that's around here. But the dude that she used to mess with, he was like that, though. You know what I'm saying? And then she just seen a strong nigga come along, so she was like, oh, well, I can, you know what I'm saying, have at least a strong man that's going to protect me. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll just take care of him. But that ain't me. That is not me. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we fell apart. It's because she didn't want me to be
alpha male syndrome.
Yeah,
she wanted to be in control. If she paying all your bills, you know, taking care of you, whatever she do, you can't say nothing. Cause she paying she paying all the bills. She hold all the cards. That's why I tell these brothers, don't move into a woman's house.
Hold on, brother.
She get mad at you, you gone. Your name ain't on nothing.
Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. I got to stop you real quick. Check it out, Mr. 1054. You had 3 minutes to get your ass about my room and sign up. Your 3 minutes is now over, even if it was 1 minute. Peace out. Thank you for coming. All right, go ahead. Well, I don't allow guests on my show. Not Nan's show I'm on. There's no guests. I don't believe in guests. If you don't have time to sign your ass up for 2 minutes and join in on what you like to hear, then you was useless to me on Blog Talk Radio. If you don't want to call in, you was useless to me on Blog Talk Radio. There are no spies here. Nothing but family.
I'm smelly.
Yeah.
Smelly.
Hey, shout out to DJ Pinky.
Hey, listen, can you do me a favor?
Oh, it depends on what you want, baby.
Can you thank your mother for me?
Your mother?
Yep. Can you thank your mother for me?
Because oh, thank
she
my
sure
mother.
Has raised a really, really fine man in you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, when she ever wake up, you know, black folks don't wake up till like 1 in the afternoon. I don't know what y'all be on, but we don't get up. We on, you know, they call it BFT time, black folk time. And, our days started at 1, 2 in the afternoon. Maybe 3. That's what I normally get up. Yes, baby. But thank you for that compliment. Yes, and I will definitely give her a big hug and a kiss for her. How about that?
Because Tasha said you're a good man, but now I've heard it for myself. You are a very, very good man, and I love it. I love to hear this kind of thing because a lot of men out there have got a really badass attitude about some women, and not all of us have got an attitude like that. When I came to America, I spoke to a lot of the American men, and they said that a lot of women there, look, I don't know, so I don't want to judge or make, you know, any comments and stuff, but what I got was that a lot of the women say, if you've got the money, I've got the honey and stuff, but I think, like, everything that you said, I agree on.
Well, I mean, see the problem with the United States is we are run by the media. TV is the 90% motivator behind what people do here. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, people stay stuck on the goddamn boob tube and they turn into boobs. You know? So they believe half of that shit that they hear, you know? They get on the TV and believe the dude that's talking about, yeah, I want to fuck your wife, you know what I'm saying? I'll be her other friend if you don't do what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? You listen to the radio and hear all that shit all fucking day long. Garbage. You know what I'm saying? They don't preach stay with your woman. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no love songs no more to say be faithful to your girl. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no love songs no more. Get out, take your wife out for dinner. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no love songs that say, hey, don't forget your kids. You know what I'm saying? All this shit say, I'll be the nigga on the other side. I'm gonna cheat on you with your man. Everything now is geared towards tearing the family apart and not building the family and keeping families together. You know, so that's why I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio. When the radio actually does shut down FM and AM, more power to you, because I didn't listen to you bitches any fucking ways of that garbage. It's garbage. You know, all the way across the board.
I stopped listening to radio like 8 years ago.
That is, man. That just makes no sense. You turn the radio, it's all they talk about. Sucking, suck this, you know what I'm saying? But then they bleep it out. You know, bitch, the kids know what the fuck that is. The kids are smart enough to keep filling that shit in. And down here, they say bitch so much on the radio that, you know what I'm saying, you have to be surprised when a child turns around and calls a female a bitch.
Well, that's the thing, and a lot of stations don't even bleep that stuff out.
No, they
used to have a list of words that they were not allowed to say on the radio.
Man,
the FCC
bitch,
used to fine them for saying bitch, fuck, you know, shit.
All that's
shit
on the radio.
It's a common thing.
They're the only two that, you know, you can't say fuck and you can't really say shit. You can say ish, which is the same shit. Keep saying ish. I wouldn't even want to hear my child say no ish. You know what I'm saying? What the ish is this, daddy? I will beat the shit out your little ass until you get that shit out your fucking mouth. That is
See, part of the problem with radio stations, and I actually have a degree in radio broadcasting, is Clear Channel owns 93% of the public FM stations.
Yep. And 93%
owned by one station. And then you have a couple more stations like Radio 1 and Infinity. They own the rest. So it ain't, you know, the days of, you know, just calling up the DJ playing what he wants, those are gone. You have three or four companies that are controlling majority of what you hear, and then you have four companies controlling all the TV stations, so they controlling what you see.
Exactly. And now look at this. This one was so stupid to me. Everybody, when they went to go in this free TV shit, you know what I'm saying? Hell no, we can't talk about no fucking Rick Ross. We don't talk about it's indie artists here. I'm sorry. Who was that said that? God Dynasty Radio. Yeah, we only talk about indie radio here, though. This is indie radio, strictly indie radio. We don't talk about no commercial, nobody in the industry. Fuck them. All of them. But anyway, I had to address that real quick. Yeah,
you shouldn't even say his damn name.
Yeah, well, I mean, because it ain't finna bring up no conversation. It don't matter to me. Shit, I'm strictly by any artist. You want to talk about unknown nigga? Who blowing up from your hood? There you go, Wise. Who blowing up from your hood? Indy.
Let's see. We got Head Crack. We got Picasso. We got Muddy Waters. We got a lot of people in Dallas.
Muddy Waters,
I'm sorry.
I'm thinking Red Man and shit. You know, that was his old album.
We got Playing Skills. You know, they still do a lot of local stuff here. Erykah Badu have.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out for a minute.
Oh, okay, because the system had said I was out the host queue.
Damn, knock you all the way out.
Hold on a minute. We got another caller. Caller 580, you're on.
What's up? This is me. This is BC. This is the intimate one. Now,
not
how y'all
the
doing?
Intimate one.
Yeah,
another.
That's what I said, the intimate one. Who's that?
Another IBYS. Y'all go with this old deep voice, want to call in this
one.
Yeah,
there you go.
It is 1 in the afternoon. It's 1 in the morning in Australia. So I guess y'all like me. I'm on Australian time. That's how I am. Right now I'm on Australian time. So you might have to excuse me if I have one of these late night conversations with some of these lovely ladies. And I suggest you do the same.
That's a good thing.
Hey, welcome to the show, BC. Welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for having me, man. You know, I just got up and I'm hanging here. I had to do a speech today. I'm the guest speaker. I'm writing a speech and trying to to fine-tune this damn thing so I can go lie to some people.
Hell nah. At least you're telling the truth about that.
Hey, you know, that's how it is. Now, I was talking to your co-host, you know, and, you know, she, you know, the place that I guess she lived, I came through there because we did some exercise in Australia with the military, you know, a couple of years
okay.
back. Yeah.
Yeah. When the old joint readiness operation is training. Yeah, we everybody
yeah.
get together. Yeah.
It was nice. It was beautiful. So.
Man. They take us to goddamn folk poking shit. What kind of bullshit is that, man? Is that right? Uh-huh.
You said you came to Perth, is that right?
Well, I came through there. We came through there and you know, off you know, just I guess this place called. We did some sea things in Sharks Bay, somewhere up in there, and then we went across way back in some port on the other side, close to Sydney. You know, so. We,
oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we were flying around there and doing different things.
Oh, so what you a pilot?
What did you think of Australia?
No. I was with artillery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, sling loading, dropping things
yeah.
from one place to the other, and so on. So
I'm air assault, brother, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I did sling loading, air assault qualified, jumped out of helicopters, all that good shit.
Yeah, that's a good thing. At least your knee's not bad.
Man, I got out before they could put it on me. You know what I'm saying? But my back fucked up. I can't even ride a bicycle now. You know what I'm saying?
Punk ass motherfuckers, man.
Straight up, I can't ride a bicycle for no extended period of time. So, you know, I kind of be pissed off. I see families and shit riding their bicycles, looking all happy with their helmets and pads and shit on. Fuck you, motherfucker! Bam, kick your ass off the damn bicycle. Shit, I can't ride a bicycle. Yes, I'm a hater. I'm a bicycle hater. Yes, I see you on your bicycle, I'm throwing a rock in your spokes and I'm flipping you off of it. Shit, I'm mad.
Not to a huffy.
Oh, okay, I'm back.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's you know, it's all love, man. Because
tell me from your perception, how's Australia? I mean, the country.
I think, personally, any island. I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. I was born in the Caribbean.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's beautiful. I think any island is beautiful. You know, the people are good. You know, everything else is good about it. You know, it's just a free, you know, it's just a freedom thing that you have over there that you don't have in some, you know, larger country.
And people can't understand that. When I come from Germany, and I've been over Germany, I come back over here, and I tell them, you know what I'm saying, like, their sexuality is open now, man. I mean, we shun so much on sexuality. When you say, you know what I'm saying, like, you ask a woman, has she ever been with a woman, and she like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, nonchalantly. And you like, oh, shit. Oh, you have? Like, I mean, but that shit is, you know what I'm saying? Sex is not blown up like it is over here. It's not overrated. Sex is just overrated here. You know what I'm saying?
We haven't learned yet, because what happened, right? And I tell people, for me personally, a naked woman is a naked woman is a naked woman. In Germany, I was in Mannheim, and I'm going to tell you, Every Saturday, right, you had, at the Miramar, you had nude night. Basically, you walk up in there, you swim, you walk around, you drink, you do what you have to do.
Yeah,
and every
yeah.
Saturday from 8 to 1, right, you could go in there and be naked as a bird and just run all over the damn place. And it, people just, you know, they're not watching you, but, you know,
yeah,
Americans come
saying.
In. And it's different.
Ain't nobody like, ooh, look at his dick. Ooh, look at her titties. You ain't saying none of that. I mean, this is, because it, once you take the barriers down, there are no barriers.
True.
You know what I'm saying? We have barriers put up around here, man. You got motherfuckers talking about, oh, well, half of America's obese. Half of America's this. Half of America's that. So then that psychologically, you know what I'm saying, makes you say to yourself, well, damn, I'm not a beautiful person. Man, please. I don't give a fuck what size you is. How big, how little, how small. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is beautiful to somebody. Believe
so you
that.
Go to Greece, man. Look at Greece. You go to Greece on the beach. You know, you see everybody in every size, shape, or whatever it is, like they care. They don't give a shit. You know, that's on them. You know, we have this mentality, you know, that, okay, you got to look like a goddamn pencil, right? Anorexic as hell.
Yeah, that's what they say here. That's what they say here. That's that whole preaching. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't 100 pounds, soaking wet, and look like Naomi Campbell out of the magazine. You are not a true representative. You're not a true beauty here in America. Man, fuck that shit. I don't want no bitch walking around eating ice all fucking day. Can't eat. Scared the motherfucker to eat a hamburger and shit. Can't go to damn churches and shit. Want to get some greasy food off in our life. I don't need that. You know, real woman. You know, that's not a real woman, man. That you need a real woman. You need a real woman that's gonna motherfucker fight when it's time to fight. I don't want no woman
that one.
See me getting my ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? And you standing your ass there now. If it's dudes, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing. But if it's a dude and her female whooping my ass, you better jump on that female and whoop her motherfucking ass, or at least get your ass whooped in the process, so we can both go home battered and bruised and heal each other up.
Well, hey, you know when they were showing, I remember in Germany years ago when they were showing the Burke and little kid was looking at that on TV and in school. You know, it took us over here, man, damn near 20-30 damn years, man, to show that to a kid.
Right.
You know.
Now, okay, y'all let, this would kill me. They let Oprah get on motherfucking TV and tell y'all bitches to go out there and teach your kids masturbation. Now, that is not past stupid to me. That is past stupid because you can't even, instead of you teaching that in school, like through high school, which that's the only time that you should even start learning about some fucking sex. You know what I'm saying? Not through a Barney song, not through Barney, not through, you know what I'm saying, none of them other little Teletubbies and shit. That's not the appropriate, you know what I'm saying, that's not the appropriate set for talking about sex. You know what I'm saying? When you get high school, 10th grade, yeah, you all going to be fucking. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, and that's just because of this day and age, and that's all we preach is sex, 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 sex. All the music is about sex, 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 sex. Go out and get the baby mama this, baby mama that. And that's why you all these motherfuckers around here not trying to be married, and all they want to do is open their legs up, pop a baby out, you know what I'm saying, try to keep it moving. But then they're accepting deadbeat dads now. You know what I'm saying? You got more motherfucking women that'll say that they rather, you know, after they had the kid, that they don't want to be with that nigga anyway. What the fuck did you have a fucking baby from him for? You risked your life just because you wanted to have a raw fling, and now you don't have nothing to do with this motherfucker and make him step up to his responsibilities? I mean, that's what we dealing with here, you know. That's what we're dealing with here, man. I have to, you know, you have to compare the United States to the world, because this is not the world. This is a representation of what the world would be if everybody came together. We'll be a clusterfuck of confused motherfuckers who don't know what the fuck we really want to do. Do we want to be have a gay population, or do we want to be straight? You know what I'm saying? Do we want to be Christians, or do we want to be Catholics? Do we want to be Hindus? Do we want to be Islam, you know what I'm saying? You got all this shit, man. And when you go to other countries, China, big ups to you, man. One fucking way. This is how we gonna do it, goddamn it. All you bitches is gonna pray to this motherfucker right here. All you motherfuckers gonna have one kid, goddamn it, and that's it. All you bitches gonna have uniforms on. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that having to be like the United States and worry about getting jacked for your fucking shoes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. We ain't got no expensive shoes here. We'll send all that shit over to the United States and let them kill each other. That's why all the shit say made in fucking China. You go over there and see how many motherfucking Chinese people walk around with some damn Jordans on. Walk around with some motherfucking Tim Hardaways and all the other kind of shit. I guarantee you they ain't on that old bullshit. They making that fuck shit to keep up propaganda over here in the United States. That's what it do.
How the hell you make a shoe for, you know, when I was in Korea, man, look, you know, I go down to Odyssey. And
you can get anything.
I'm
the king of the bootleg. Come on,
man. Look, Odyssey,
come on, man.
Jordans, man. Take out the picture and give it to Odyssey. You come back in about 2 hours and you have some things to do, man.
Boy, $400-$500 outfits that Steve Harvey be wearing. Man, my homeboy came back with suits from Korea that put them shits on the dough. I mean, not on the dough. I mean, tailored from head to toe. You know what I'm saying? Customized, and he ain't paid no more than $100 for the motherfucking suit. And he got a bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of them. He's like, man, I ain't paid shit for these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my homeboys told me that. I was like, yeah, I believe it. I believe it, man. I believe it.
And that's what it is, man. You know. So you know, it just, you know, we run crazy off of bullshit, man. And that's what it is. How the hell are you gonna spend, you know, $200-$400 on a pair of goddamn shoes and can't eat?
Man, hey, this is what makes me mad though. You send your kid outside with two earrings in his ear, a motherfucking gold chain, a brand new fucking little outfit on, you know, and a pair of Jordans or whatever, you know, expensive shoe. And then you wonder why and get mad at the child when he come back. His chain done got snatched off of him. His damn shoes is all fucking dirty if he still got them on. You know what I'm saying? And then he come back and he's a child though. And you getting on him about, oh, you don't know how much I paid for them shoes. You don't know how much I paid for that chain. You stupid motherfucker shouldn't have paid for none of that shit because his dumb ass shouldn't have been outside playing in no shit like that. And it wouldn't have been no fucking problem. You know what I'm saying? But we have parents nowadays that just have to have their kids looking the utmost at all times, playing in some fucking Jordans. Hell fucking no. You better go Walmart or Walgreens and buy his ass some $10 pair of shoes. He going to wear them bitches just as well and be just as happy and draw a Jordan sign on that motherfucker. He ain't going to care. And that's our problem, man. Well, I ain't going to say that. That ain't my problem because I've raised other people's kids the way I would raise my own. And they will tell you that to this day. Matter of fact, I'm going to have two of my girls call in, you know what I'm saying? They call me father. But you know what I'm saying? So they can speak from a secondhand nature of the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? Of deadbeat dads intentionally not taking care of their fucking responsibilities. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing for you to be out and fall on hard luck, you know what I'm saying, and can blame it on this economy downfall. But if you was already a deadbeat motherfucker before this economy fell, don't use this shit. You can't use this shit as no excuse. You already went in there 3 years before this motherfucking shit fell. And mothers too, you know what I'm saying, leaving the goddamn kids to the grandma, you know what I'm saying, so they can go out and be with who and whoever, you know what I'm saying, and so-called live their life. Them fucking kids is your life. You took the time to get kids, that is your life now. There is no, sorry, for the next 18 years, your life is ended and is now controlled by this child, which should be. If you give all your all in 18 years, you ain't going to have shit to worry about after them 18 years. But if not, then you still going to have to worry about your sons or your daughters coming back and being a burden on you instead of being a help. And that is not what you want. You don't want an old-ass burden on you, man. Please. I'm 31 years old. I go to some of my homeboy's house. These niggas still sitting up on the porch. You know what I'm saying? Like they was doing 5 years ago when we first met. And in 5 years now, when I'm coming from California and I'm coming from overseas and I'm coming from here and I'm coming from there, these same motherfuckers are still going to be sitting on that same goddamn porch doing the same fucking thing.
They ain't got a life, man.
You know, and you got to make a life for you, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't look at other people and be like, damn, I wish I would be like Smell. Don't wish. Go out there and goddamn do something to change your life to be able to do it. You know, I mean, we are in the land of free, but we are just so dumb that we don't understand that. We do not understand that. We are in the land of free, but mentally we are very dumb. And I'm not saying black, white, Puerto Rican. I'm saying if you call yourself an American as a whole, then you don't realize that you can walk out on the goddamn side of the road with 100 pencils in your motherfucking little can. And stand there for enough during that day and say, hey, I just need a dollar donation to get back on my feet. You know what I'm saying? This is a special pen I got it all the way from the White House from Obama. Off of his goddamn desk. Yeah, I stole a whole bunch of pencils. So you know these bitches is worth at least a dollar. And stand your ass out there and guarantee, but if you have enough swagger amongst yourself, another talk game and enough patience, you will walk home with some dollars in your pocket. You can't say that for other countries, though. You can't say that you can do that in China. You can go, you damn sure ain't going to go to China or Korea and stand on no corner and do no shit like that. And I don't know about Australia, you know what I'm saying, the way they hit kangaroos and shit. I don't think you want to be standing, you know what I'm saying, in the streets anyway. Or even by the streets. That was a little joke I had to throw in there, you know.
I know, I figured that. She ain't said nothing yet.
No, because that's actually a true joke. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they hit fucking kangaroos up there. Don't had your ass in the road. No, fuck that. Lena, explain to me, what is y'all policy on kangaroos? Explain to the world, what's y'all policy on kangaroos?
The policy on kangaroos?
Yeah.
Well,
if I'm riding down the street, if I'm riding down the street and I see some damn dumbass eyes that just ain't moving out my way, what am I supposed to do?
Well, in actual fact, you're supposed to hit it. You can't swerve, as sad as that is. But, yeah, you just basically sort of, I guess, speed up and hit it because kangaroos are really, really strong. So if you go to swerve and they hit you anyway, which they usually do, you 9 times out of 10 can actually have a sort of like a more worse accident than the norm if you slow down.
Okay, now Americans, does that make any sense? Shit, I have to take that back to America. Does that make any sense, my people's on the line? Because in my experience, when you hit something, it normally either goes to the other side of the road.
No,
and yeah,
so
you keep
don't
it moving.
And kangaroo, and the reason why I say this is, I mean, I hate the thought of even thinking about it because they're such beautiful creatures and, you know, they're tame and stuff. You sort of, if you don't mess with them, they don't mess with you because they're just beautiful. But I've had experience because I travel a lot and we've traveled along the Nullarbor Plain 6 times. And the thing is that they are so strong, you have no idea how strong they really are. And if, like, what happened with us was we were actually driving. We did the whole swerve thing. And what ended up happening was the kangaroo was so strong that it hit the side of the car. It actually rid off the whole front of the car. It was that strong. And we actually couldn't make it to Sydney. We were, like, I don't know, still about 2 days away in travel to our destination. And it just ripped the whole car off. It was that strong. So that's because it swerved and it ended up bouncing through and hitting us. So, you've got to basically, I guess, just hit it. And
hit it
hope you go
up
over it rather than it hit you.
Wow.
It's just
that,
like,
yeah,
this part of the country, man. If you see a cow in the middle of the road, you know, if you swerve and you hit the backside of that cow, man, tear up your car. You know, a friend of mine tore up the front grill, the front part of a car. She hit a damn goose in the middle of the road. Right?
Goose?
Yeah, man, and she tore up the front grill of a car, man, tore that shit apart.
Now, see,
the kangaroos only come out at dawn or dusk, so you really don't get to see them.
Oh, okay. So this is mainly night driving.
Yeah, like it's really only in specific areas and it's only dawn or dusk. So really when you're in those areas and it's at that time, you basically have so many signs up and around the place that sort of warn you about it. So you basically just sort of drive slow. And 9 times out of 10, really, you don't get too many because the lights scare them, so they kind of don't come across the road. But, you know, you are known to sort of drive along somewhere where there are kangaroos and you sort of see, you know, one or two sort of dead ones along the way. But we've got so many, and for what you do see, it's kind of, I know it doesn't sound good saying it, but, you know, it's kind of good that you only see a couple rather than the amount as many as we do have, because we have so many kangaroos. And they're such a beautiful species. I mean, I've got some up the road from me at the TV station that just bounce around with their little jellies in their pockets and stuff, and they're so beautiful to see. But luckily, yeah, they're the kind of creatures that only come out at dusk or dawn. So, and everything else, I mean, Australia's huge on protecting wildlife and animals and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, we're pretty lucky there for that reason.
So can you own a koala bear?
No, we're not allowed to have koala bears. I wish we could, because they're absolutely gorgeous. They smell a little bit, though. But yeah.
I mean, damn, they shitting on themselves. I mean, damn. I mean, what you expect? I mean, ain't like they got toilet paper like the toilet paper commercial with the bears in the woods. Hey, go pass me that toilet paper. Hell no, he ain't wiping your ass. He got shit right there. There's shit crust all on his ass, all on his little koala ass. Nothing but crust right there. Little crusty ass koala bear. Get your little crusty ass on. Go eat some eucalyptus leaves or something. Hell on. The hell going on? That's
the gum tree.
The gum tree. There you go. Yeah, the gum tree. Ain't a lick of gum on that motherfucker either. What the hell is called a gum tree for?
Yeah.
But hey, you know, that's what time it is. All right, so y'all have been.
To a song.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
I don't know it. Oh wait. How does it go?
Just let everybody know that didn't know, it is Taj's birthday this Tuesday coming up. Oh, am I right? Yeah, no, it ain't. That's the 15th. It was the 16th.
16th, correct?
Yeah, 16th. Is that 16th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 16th. Okay, I thought I was wrong again. Yeah, so this is the birthday weekend party, but we're going to have a real big party on Tuesday, though. We have a lot of special guests in the building. Jutan is the 16th, right?
Correct.
All right, so we got Jutan, you know what I'm saying, the famous boy group, male group, whatever they want to be called, pop group, whatever they want to be called, fucking Spanish version of NSYNC and shit, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them, Jutan. And that's how I do. Hey, did you say, is this a... Damn, the damn show went by quick. What the hell happened?
I know, man. I know. We've only got 27 minutes.
Damn.
Who's 813?
No, I'm on my house phone. I had to click off my cell phone and shit, about to go dead.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so that's what time it is. Let me see. Let me go back into the chat. And get some shouts out to Net. Intimacy and Love. And then Lena J. Going down. And definitely Lena J. Repping in RC.
You have a show for me too, Smelly. You're cute.
I'm
host a show for me.
Oh yeah, you want a co-host, girl? I got a couple of shows that you might have to step on. F Bomb Radio, you know I got F Bomb Radio as the backup.
Yeah, dedication.
Man.
She just wants a show dedicated.
The little Aussie from down under.
My little shrimp on the Barbie. What the hell is that anyway?
Hey.
Yeah.
What's
the shrimp on the Barbie?
The shrimp on the Barbie. It's actually a
prawn. Which a prawn is a shrimp in America.
What the fuck?
Our prawn.
It's y'all prawn.
Kitty, you're back. Good to see you. I thought that you'd left the building. I was going to cry.
Hey, I might set up a show for after this. What do you think, Eddie?
All right, that was shrimp on a stick. Hell no. Nah. How you kick yourself out? How you get fired on your day off? How you get fired for stealing the boxes from your job? That's free. See, we told you, Nettie, that you stealing these free boxes. You're only supposed to take the big boxes, girl, not the little boxes. I needed little boxes for my jewelry and stuff. Shouts out to Nettie. That's what time it is, man. So, Wise, man, what you got going on today up in, where you say you at again? Texas?
Wise left, man.
Oh, goddamn. Who the hell is this?
Yeah, he right down the street, man.
Oh, you IB. IB, that's what I meant. I mean, BC. Where you in Texas?
No, I'm in Oklahoma, man, right down the street. I can put my feet up and right in Wichita Falls, Texas, man, about an hour and a half from Dallas.
What? Net, we ain't working with you, damn it. Shit, don't try to punish us, make us work. So you at shit. You at the job getting paid right now. I mean, unless you going, you know, hit up my PayPal a little bit, donation, you know, $5 or something, so I get a sack or something, you know what I'm saying? This show might be ending a little early. No ball that. She's trying to, you know, finagle us into getting some. All right, Oklahoma, home of the... Mike Vick, what the fuck his name was, the bomber, the home of the damn white dude with the bomb and shit.
No,
we ain't forget.
He was from a different fucking st- state, man. He just came over here.
Oh, he just came to Oklahoma to test some shit up.
Yeah,
oh.
He came over here to blow the damn mirror bill. Matter of fact, a true story, man. I used to play basketball for the military, and the coach was Captain Coverdale, and you know, it's a sad story. His mother had just dropped off his 4- and 5-year-old son to the daycare center up there, man, and they died in that bombing, man.
No.
Yeah, bro. Two young kids, man, 4- and 5-year-old. You know, Mama Coverdale, she still live around the area, man, but she had just dropped off them two boys, man, and Coverdale was a coach of mine for one of the four SEAL teams here, man.
Damn.
Yeah, lost his two baby boys, man. That motherfucking mom.
That's some crazy shit, man. But I mean, that's telling you how fucked up the United States is, though. You get a clusterfuck of people together, man. This ain't nothing but a big ass experiment. You know what I'm saying? And you got all these minds that have to get along with each other and shit. That's why I say we are totally different from any country in the world. You know what I'm saying? This is a clusterfuck of people. And it's a big ass experiment going on. Let's see if we can take one person from every country, put their ass together, and see if they can fucking survive.
But look what it did, right? If you look back in history, who the hell do you think they let loose out of the fucking jails and the you know, the prisons and the camps,
yeah,
and shit?
Yeah.
You
thank
know,
you, Britain. Thank you, Great Britain. Thank you, Great Britain. Punk some of my bitches. Thank you, Cuba. Fuck ass motherfucking Castro, dumbass. Thank you, fucking Europe, because Europe helped that shit too. You know what I'm saying? Sending motherfucking criminals over here to start this melting pot of thievery and shit. And then y'all wonder why they turned around and trying to fuck the world. Because you stupid motherfuckers let criminals out that was already trying to plot and fuck the world. They just got their own playing ground. Damn, you gave a motherfucker playing ground. You ever, what that damn movie was where they had the island set up for all the prisoners and shit, and that's where your ass got dropped off. But it was like they had them built the whole community and all that shit there.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then at the end, you know what I'm saying, the fucking secret government agency tried to come in, and then these bitches done set traps for y'all ass and done, you know what I'm saying, done killed them, got the helicopter and flew the fuck up out of there and all this shit. Come on, man. I mean, if a bitch do crimes, you know what I'm saying, give him the sentence that the crime fits. If that kill somebody, bitch, you're dead. Ain't no life sentence, and ain't no none of that shit. You're dead. Dead is dead. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. That's what the Bible say. So there ain't no sitting up here and having me use my taxpayers' money to fucking take care of you every day to keep you alive for no fucking reason. You should have died. That's just point blank.
We can kill that shit real quick, man. If you pull a gun and shoot an individual just because you want to shoot,
just because you should.
Off. If you want to put him in jail for the rest of his life, then take both arms.
Yeah. If you raped a woman, you should get your dick chopped the fuck off. No balls, no nothing. You want to be a pussy, so there you go. There you go. Uh-huh. We got voluntary motherfucking circumcision, involuntary circumcision when you rape. Fuck that shit. That's my whole thing, you know. That's what they do. I mean, them videos that you be seeing from them third world countries, Iraq and shit like that, but you don't see no crime rate. You don't hear them having no high-ass crime rate. You don't hear them motherfucking women getting raped and beaten and battered and all that shit. Yeah, you got ever so often some stupid motherfucker will get Americanized and do that shit. But then they country should very quickly bring your ass back to reality. Bitch, this is not America. You do not get away with that shit here. And that's why they do that. Chop off their legs and shit. Chop off their feet and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I'm with that. I'm totally with that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it should be publicized because that's the way y'all mentally brainwashed us into slavery. You know what I'm saying? That's the same Willie Lynch shit. If you did a Willie Lynch to our society, which is what they need, you know what I'm saying, a lot of this shit would stop right in this motherfucking tracks. It would stop. And everybody wanted, like, who the fuck Willie Lynch is. Willie Lynch is a slave owner that came from the North. He was a Northern slave owner that came to the South to instruct the Southern slave owners on how to keep their slaves from revolting and burning their shit up, not working and keep trying to run away. So this motherfucker is a whole pamphlet, and I posted the pamphlet. If anybody want to read it, I'll post it in a minute in the chat room. And basically it's a whole instruction manual on how to brainwash black folk, you know what I'm saying, any folk. If you want to brainwash a person, you know what I'm saying, and make them your slave, these are certain steps that you can take. And one of the main steps that always stands out to me and that relates to what they're doing now, you know what I'm saying, because you can see it in our own society and household, is you gather everybody together, you take all the kids, you set them in the middle, you take the women, set them on one side, you take the men, you set them on the other side. You get two horses, and this is the instructions coming straight out of this manual. You take two horses, and you take the biggest male out of the entire plantation. You take the strongest male. You know what I'm saying? You tie two horses to his arms and his legs on both sides. And then you give instructions to this group of people. You explain individually to women, if you don't procreate and be obedient to your master, this is what's going to happen to you. Children, this is what's going to happen to you if you do not obey your master, obey your mother, who is obeying the master. This is what's going to happen to you. And for all you motherfucking niggas over here, if you motherfuckers try to run again and try to act like you strong like this motherfucker right here is, this is what's going to happen to you. And then you slap that horse on his motherfucking ass and you watch that man get ripped in half from his ass to his motherfucking appetite. That is mental brainwashing. That is what our country is going through. And it's in the form of fucking television that is telling their mothers to go back to fucking school. What the fuck are you going back to school for? We ain't got no goddamn jobs out here. What the fuck are you going back to school for? And if you was on a good job, they would send your ass to school with no problem and provide you with child daycare so you ain't got to go out there and damn it break yourself to be paying no $400-$500 a week for a damn child. So for somebody to watch your child, that you got to turn around and watch them. So they'll watch your child properly with all these stupid motherfuckers abusing kids in the daycare centers and shit. So, yeah, it's still going on, man. The Willie Lynch shit is still going on. Mental brainwashing still goes on right here in this country. This is an experiment, man. You living in a modern-day experiment. That's why I love to travel. That's why I love to be of this world. If you're not of this world, if you haven't gotten out your fucking box, if you have never left your neighborhood, and I don't mean going from Tampa 45 minutes away to Lakeland. I'm not talking about an hour and going to Georgia. You know what I'm saying? I mean, get the fuck up out of here. Go somewhere where they say you ain't supposed to be yet. Go to Idaho. Let IB Wise tell it, we ain't welcome there. Well, that's the first place I'm welcoming my motherfucking self. I might not come to state, but I just come to see what the fuck I'm not supposed to see. You welcome everywhere in this world. You know what I'm saying? This is the Lord's planet. This shit don't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. So believe in him, and you can travel any fucking way you want to. Travel out of fucking space and see what the hell they got going on when they building all this crazy shit on the moon and all this shit so they can blast their dumb ass off this planet. Peace the fuck out. Bye. See ya. And I wouldn't be there to be with you either. Hell fucking no. Hell no, Not interested. You know. But enough real talk, man. Enough real talk. This is for all my people who are interested in joining the military. Shouts out to you.
Career where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in the gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people.
Now, I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement. And what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Yeah. And that's sponsored by no one. I tell you, because I ain't preaching nobody to go and join. Shit. That makes you want to join in that fucking commercial. Then hell yeah, please take your ass off, man. Shit. I ain't going to say it was the worst experience, and I ain't going to say it was the best experience. It was an experience, and that's all you're supposed to get out of life. You know what I'm saying? You go to prison, it's an experience. You're not supposed to carry that shit out of the fucking prison and come home and still be trying to make shit on the shank when you got $500 in your pocket. It makes no sense. But that's for all my prisoner people out there. If y'all should have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Shit on the shank is when you take one little meal and you take another meal and then you just put all that shit together. That shit on the shank is really made of cornbread, mashed potatoes, and whatever little other vegetables and shit. Take all of it together, you mix it together, now you got shit on the shank, and it makes your meal edible. Because meals behind them walls is not edible, jail or prison.
Oh, you call it shit on the shank. And we used to call it in the military shit on the shingle, right?
Shit on the shingle, same shit. Yeah, I mean, military and prison, same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, we we call it a little SOS on this show a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? What is, Miss Tasha, what is SOS?
SOS?
Yes, what is SOS?
It's a distress
signal. Yeah, isn't it like a stress signal? No. What is our definition? What is the Wrecking the Game Radio definition for SOS?
Are you kidding me? You're asking a drunk woman.
That's what I'm talking about, so I should get a good answer.
Sex on sex?
Oh,
hell no. What is my universal question for all ladies, goddammit, when you come on this show?
Universal question.
Do you suck or swallow? S-O-S.
Oh, spit or swallow? I'm so sorry.
Boy,
you
are a failure. You are failing the test. Man, where's my commercial at? Where's my damn commercial at? It's time. See, this is the problem right here. See, this would never happen. This would never happen if this Proposition 832 was in effect. This would never happen.
Having trouble finding a place to park? Notice the lines are getting longer at the food store? 19 million illegal aliens live in this country. Our organization is ban immigration green cards outright today. Preserve the status quo in our favor. Vote yes on Proposition 832. Illegal aliens do a valuable job packing groceries and caring for your lawn. But they should learn. America is not a land of handouts. While they're illegal, they have no rights. They have no status. They have no expectations. And they're happy to be here. It's a win-win for America. If we give them green cards, soon they'll be just like us. Overweight, unhappy, and too lazy to do menial tasks. Vote yes on Proposition 832.
There you go. And I fully support and endorse not that proposition. Shouts out to my sponsors, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of sponsors, you know, that
Proposition 832. That was in Tampa?
No, man. That's worldwide, man. That's a worldwide proposition. Banning immigration all the way across the board. You know what I'm saying? You looking for a good car, man? Are you in the car buying business?
Depends on what you have.
Well, fuck it. Here we go.
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food. It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore! If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend, you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Cars.
Bad deals!
Cars that break down!
Please!
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit!
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your tie!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because it's Big Bill Hell,
you're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell!
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's card.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Thank you, Goofy Bone, for that. pertinent information. Just in case y'all interested, you know what I'm saying, in getting y'all stimulus check.
that sounds like Goofy Bone's home phone number, man.
You know, just start calling it. Nigga, I thought this was the car place. What the hell is this? I ain't want a straight low records. I ain't want no CDs, no music. I'm looking for a car. Make sure I go to Big Hell's Cars, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. He holding down for you. Shouts out to my drunk people over there. You know, I'm finna play a throwback real quick for all my drunk ladies, you know what I'm saying, doing their pre-birthday bash. This is a real throwback. This is a real throwback. Man, oh, man, intimacy, man. You missed a good show yesterday, boy. I mean, I took it back. Coach K took it back on his show. I mean, he was playing some shit. If you ain't never been on the Coach K show, I mean, he was playing some throwback.
Yeah.
But I am a throwback king. And every time I say Milli Vanilli, a motherfucker always, Milli Vanilli? Goddamn right. Shit, Milli Vanilli, all for nothing, goddammit. I want to miss, shit, I miss you, all that, yes, I still play all that, yes. Robin Fab gets play here, yes, yes.
You know why
I say that? You know why I say that, though? Because all these old Milli Vanilli-ass rappers and singers that we got nowadays that ain't singing about shit, you watch them, you know what I'm saying, half of them don't even write their own fucking lyrics. That's why you got ghostwriters that make so much damn money. Hell yeah, I'd rather be in the back and make all this damn, the same amount of money you making, you know what I'm saying, and I ain't got to even rap. I ain't got to sing. Shit, yeah, all I got to do is write some damn lyrics for you and let you get up there and say my thoughts, relive my life through you vicariously. Shit, yeah, come on now. So, you know, big ups to damn Milli Vanilli. Shit, yeah, they still... the Bebo brothers, the Bebo Brown brothers, you know, what the hell ever that is.
That's what we're drinking.
Oh, okay. Sound like libido or something. Get your libido right. Bebo. My libido.
Libido.
Bebo. So we got any Billy Ocean friends out there, fans?
Yes.
Yes.
I love Billy Ocean.
Gabby Queen.
That's the only one I'm finna go and get too. My damn Caribbean Queen, boy, that was my shit. But this my other shit. 5 minutes to go to the shizzo. You already nizzo. We're gonna take this thing back, continuing the party on to the Miss Triple X Radio. That's Miss Tasha's show. I will be probably the Coco Ho host. You know what I'm saying? The Ho Ho host. And probably not the Coho because Miss Lena G. is there trying to get her absolutely, what the hell y'all call it, drunk? Rotten? Getting her rotten? No.
Piana.
What?
That's in Macedonian, Piana.
Piana. I am Piana. Yeah. I'm
getting
a piano.
My piana up on a
piana.
Show.
I'm Piana up.
Piana up on the show.
Piana Ives. I'm Piana Ives on the show. All right, you trying to say I'm being an ass on my own show. That's what you telling me? Boy, look at her. Boy, look up.
My Piana is drunk, so Piana Ives.
Piana
Ives.
You want me to pee on her eyes? That's what you're asking me, to pee on her eyes. Pee on her eyes. Intimacy, pee on her eyes.
Pee on her ass.
Hey, pee on her ass. That's what she say. R. Kelly on it. She say R. Kelly. What about R. Kelly? What about R. Kelly? I want to pee on you. pee on you.
That's
great.
You're great.
Oh, my God.
Ah, man. After y'all finish getting drunk, this is what happens, man. What the hell was that?
Hey,
oh, man. You singing off key, then come on down to Big Hell's Cars. Oh,
<It's
Hey, shout out to Angel Ayers for coming through, baby girl. See you, you know what I'm saying, representing. You know what I'm saying? Big ups, Intimacy. You know what I'm saying, homie? You know what I'm saying? Big ups. Lena G. Thank you, girl. You know what I'm saying? For being up, keeping my co-host. You know what I'm saying? Some company. Yeah, on this Sabota. Lovely, sexy Sabota.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime.
And it goes down. All right, I'm going to hold you to that, girl. Ow.
Hey, Smelly.
Hey, yes, love.
Oh. Do you know my password and everything to get in?
Yes, love. You want me to sign in?
It's all set up, ready to go.
Okay. Well, yeah, you should. You check out all the music, too. You got a bunch of shit on there. So.
I know. I've seen it. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, load that mother. Up, load that up. Yeah. Oh.
Beautiful. I got to hang up now because I got to call into mine. I'll see y'all there, okay?
I'm headed over there. Peace out, y'all. We out. Peace. No.